Braving the December chill, people in Indian-administered Kashmir have staged a sit-in protest ahead of the International Human Rights Day, demanding strict action against the security forces accused of kidnapping their missing relatives. Seeking the whereabouts of their relatives and friends subjected to custodial disappearances, protesters called upon the federal government of Kashmir to form an independent commission to probe the complaints of enforced disappearances, extrajudicial killings, torture, rape, and other human rights abuses allegedly committed by Indian security forces over the past two decades. They criticized Government of India for denying justice to the families of missing persons. Ruksana's father was arrested more than a decade ago when she was only 11. She has traveled about 40 miles today to join the protest.
I just want to see a glimpse of my father. I don't want anything else. We have been waiting for his return for a long time now. If they have killed him, let them hand over his body to us.
Human rights groups claim that around 8,000 people have been subjected to enforced disappearance by Indian security forces in this Muslim majority region. International human rights watchdog bodies including United Nations Human Rights Commission and Amnesty International have repeatedly castigated India for its poor human rights record in Indian-administered Kashmir. State-run Human Rights Commission has received about 6,000 complaints in last 15 years alone. That speaks volumes about the rampant human rights abuses in this restive region. Political observers believe the Armed Force Special Powers Act is the root cause of the human rights abuses happening with sheer impunity. The law gives sweeping powers to security forces to kill, arrest, or destroy property on mere suspicion.
In Kashmir, there are so many laws, one among which is Armed Forces Special Powers Act. They completely immunize a person belonging to any of the central forces to kill anyone merely on the basis of suspicion, blast any premises merely on the basis of suspicion. And if they misuse that law, even then, you cannot file a case against them unless you get permission from the central government.
Human rights groups have long been demanding revocation of Armed Forces Special Powers Act, but the government says that the time is not ripe for the withdrawal of the law. Indian government has called for zero tolerance regarding human rights abuses in this region. It says charges of right abuses are made to defame security forces, adding that the government is taking action against security personnel found to be involved in human rights abuses. Regional and international human rights bodies have time and again criticized India over its horrible human rights record in Kashmir. Ahead of International Human Rights Day, people of Kashmir are yet again protesting against what they call travesty of justice in the largest democracy. Sayyid Ali Safi, Press TV, Indian-administered Kashmir.